Hello, Merry Christmas. Welcome to another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast. Another episode around Christmas time. I think it's probably already my third or fourth. I have lost count, to be honest. But yeah, this podcast is getting old, right? We have been doing this. We have been having this conversation for 4 years now already. I don't even know. It's crazy. If you are one of the few that started listening to the show in the first episodes and you are still there, shoot me a message at WBTiago. That'd be awesome. And in today's episode, I'm still not doing the recap of the year. There's still one more episode to do that, and I hope to bring my co-founder to have a full conversation about everything that went well, everything that we learned in 2025. And the things that didn't go so well. Now, in this episode, I want to talk about the most expensive domain I've ever bought. This domain costed 100 times more than any domain I bought in the past. And I want to tell you why and how we made this investment. So, let's get started. My co-founder and I have always tried to find the recipe for success. Like a list of steps one can follow to create a successful digital product. And we have come close to giving up because it seems that everything is so random. It seems that everything is somehow connected with luck. But recently, we have figured out, or we are testing something that seems quite promising. As you know, in my opinion, and more, especially now with this AI and the how easy it is to create products, development is not the bottleneck anymore. Anyone can create amazing product using no code or low code tools, using AI. My co-founder just built a whole product, back end, front end, everything, using NA10. So anyone, basically anyone with some tech skills can build something. This means that building software is becoming a commodity. So how can you compete with the thousands and thousands and thousands of other products that exist? With one thing: distribution. Distribution is king or queen, is the most important thing. And of course, this is not new. If you were one of the, or if you were at the beginning of the indie community, and everyone was talking about marketing and you should do marketing and not only development. But I think that now, more than ever, marketing, distribution is very, very important. And there are many ways to distribute the product. And I like to put them in two different categories. The first one is the category that requires pumping new content weekly or in a regular basis, requires a lot of work. And this is your social media. This is your forums. So Reddit and Stack Overflow, Substack, that work, but require a lot of effort, right? So you need to always be creating great content. You need to figure out what people want to listen or what people want to hear. And you, especially for Reddit, you need to make sure that people don't accuse you of spamming and eventually block you or remove your account. So I'm not a huge fan of this type of distribution, mostly because I think we are not very good at it. We have tried many times, but we are incredibly unsuccessful with it. Even recently on Twitter, every post I make is mostly for fun. I do it for fun because it doesn't get a lot of views, right? It's not bringing enough traffic. Now, there are others that have made incredible fortunes with their social media, right? You have Peter Levels, Tony Dean, Dagobert, and many others. So it has a virality potential that is huge. And once you get a viral short, a viral video, it can literally change your business. So that's absolutely true. So that's the dream, right? Like, it's winning the lottery. But it's very hard to reproduce and it's a lot of work. So the other type of distribution that we often try to pursue is the passive, more passive distribution. This doesn't mean that you don't have to do any work, far from it. But once you have the work done, it's evergreen. And for us, that's SEO. Yeah, SEO still exists. Yeah, SEO is still a thing. And since the beginning of PodSqueeze mostly, that we have been focusing on this. And to be honest, at the moment, PodSqueeze lives out of SEO. And we have what we like about SEO is the predictability. That by following a few simple rules, we can almost always guarantee traffic. So we have been doing that a lot, especially in 2025. With PodSqueeze, for instance, we launched a small feature called the audio enhancer, which basically allows you to upload your audio and remove background noises, remove echo, all of that. And we created a few landing pages for it, like we always do. We have created hundreds of different landing pages for different features, but this one in particular started getting a lot of traffic. Not only in English, but in Arabic, in Portuguese. So we noticed, okay, that's interesting. Okay, we have a distribution here. And for a long time, and we've made this mistake, for a long time we ignored it. For a long time, there was a point, which was probably one of the biggest mistakes of 2025, by the way, doing a spoiler alert for the next episode. There's a point where we decided to destroy those pages because we thought it was just bringing traffic that were not people that would use PodSqueeze. That was wrong. Eventually, what we decided to do is, no, let's explore this. Let's create a mini tool and let's start making money out of this. And we are now. Now we are making, we are selling PodSqueeze like one-time conversion files. So people pay once per file. So it's not a subscription, but it's making money. It's not a lot of money, but it's making some money. So that's nice. It's good. So we started to think more towards distribution, more towards finding the right keywords. And you can do that easily. You can just go to the Google keyword research, type in some keywords, and it will give you the number of searches. It will give you as well the competition. We always try to go for something that is minimum 1,000 searches per month. Of course, ideally, you'd like to have 10,000, 100,000, and low competition. But that's not really enough, because especially when you're creating something out of nothing, it takes a while for SEO to pick up. But we found something new, something that really excited us, something that might be that recipe that we're looking for. It all started when we wanted to rank PodSqueeze for the keyword podcast show notes. PodSqueeze already has a quite decent DR, domain authority, or domain ranking in this case. It can be either DR or DA, actually. But we were not on the top position. So every time we would search for it, the website podcastshownotes.com would be there, number one. And we would look to the website, and it was nothing special. The design was not great. And it was actually newer, with lower DR than us. So the only thing that was putting them on top was the domain, podcastshownotes.com. And we keep seeing this pattern. Whispertranscribe.com, for instance. These guys made tons of money because they have the domain Whispertranscribe. Every time someone search for Whisper, Whisper Transcription, Whisper Transcribe, Google thought that they were looking for that domain. But in reality, they were looking for the OpenAI model Whisper and the keyword transcription. Another great example is Nano Banana. Nano Banana is a model also developed by Google that allows you to edit like a designer does using AI. It's a great tool. So when you search for Nano Banana, you have a tool that you can subscribe to. Nanobanana.ai or .com, not even know. And you might think, okay, this is from Google, right? This is the original product they created. No, it's not. It's from some other smart team that decided to buy the domain Nano Banana. So every time you search for Nano Banana, what people want is the algorithm from Google. But Google thinks that they are looking for that specific domain, so it shows the domain. So that got us thinking, okay, next time we find a keyword with a lot of searches and low competition, we need to secure that domain. That's the recipe. That's what we should follow. We should find keywords, find domain, create a product, rank it on Google, repeat. That's what we want to do. So we started following that path. And the first keyword we found was video quality enhancer. It's a huge keyword. If you go on Google keyword research, video quality enhancer has from, I believe, up to a million searches per month, something like that. So, you know, Google always gives you this interval, but the highest it can get is a million. And that's huge. It's really a lot. And low competition. And we bought that domain, videoqualityenhancer.com, for only $10. Yeah, $10. That's absolutely crazy. And now we are working on it. We are trying to make it rank. It's something that we bought quite recently, and we are focused on other products. But we hope that this is our main test for 2026. Is this going to work? And following the same path, I decided to take that tool that I told you about for the audio enhancer that was within PodSqueeze and to create a SaaS out of it. Because a SaaS, in my experience, is just better. It pays better than the one-time payment. The one-time payment, people pay, they spend some money, but then they go in their lives. With the subscription, the great thing about this is that people pay even if they don't use it. And I know this is not great, but it makes money. So I wanted to create another version of this audio enhancer that was also a subscription. So I made a whole website. I basically copy-pasted the website from what the tool we had within PodSqueeze. And now it was time to find a domain. And the best one would be audioenhancer.com. And it was available, but not for the normal price, not for the 10 bucks that we normally spend. It was available for $1,500. Correction, $1,700 was 1,500 euros. Yeah, $1,700. So I thought, wow, that's expensive, but it's not totally out of range. Shall we invest on this? And my co-founder and I were looking to each other, thinking about it. And we said, okay, let's try to negotiate. You know, with these domains that are being sold in the secondhand market, if you go to the domain itself, audioenhancer.com in our case, there was a little bar saying, if you want more information, contact this number. And I called. And this very American guy answered. And we just had a quick conversation. Like, it was like a salesman, a dealer. It was like calling someone. It was already close to midnight here, or 11 p.m. here in Portugal. But of course, in the U.S., it was earlier. And this guy was saying, okay, what is your best offer? And I told him, I will email you that offer. I don't know. So instead of $1,700, we we negotiated, or we offered 1,400, so quite lower. And in the end, after a day of waiting, he called back, or emailed back rather, and he told me that the guy would go for 1,500. And we bought it. We bought a domain for $1,500. Now, think what you can do with this money. It's a lot of money. Like, it's almost the money we spend to furniture our whole new office. Right? And we bargained and we went for the second-hand products, and it took us a long time to find everything to make it cheap. And then we just spent at once $1,500. Now, this is an investment. The goal is that this will make us more money than that. Will it? I don't know. But this was definitely the most expensive domain we've ever bought. And that's the story. Now, you have to follow this podcast, because I'll be telling the story and telling you if this works, if this strategy works, if this recipe is actually a recipe and produces a wonderful pie every time we use it, or if it's just a waste of money. But it's, of course, it's getting us excited. It's getting us excited to maybe we're closer to this factory of SaaS. And the more I think of it, the more I think that this is probably the future of our business. That one thing that we're really good at is identifying problems that people are looking for a solution, creating that solution, and then ranking it on Google. And I think we should just keep doing this. Keep doing this until we find gold. Keep doing this until we are able to consistently create SaaS that go for 5K MRR or more. And then automate the whole thing. Like, PodSqueeze at the moment is fully automated. Fully. Like, the newsletters, the shorts, the customer support, everything, most of it is fully automated, which is amazing. And this gives us space for other products. And what I would love to is to have other products making money and then starting creating teams. And in my mind, there's three teams. There's a team of that finds keywords and generates the solutions and creates a product. Then there's the team that grows this to the maximum, to the plateau. And then there's the team that maintains. And these three teams will make the perfect SaaS factory. And I believe that this is what João and I should be doing. This is the future of our company. We should not be connected to only one or two products, because these days, with AI, with the knowledge we have, we can be much, much bigger. So that's the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions regarding SEO, regarding this whole process of buying domains, identifying domains, shoot me a message at WBTiago on Twitter or on LinkedIn. The links will be in the show notes of this episode. I wish you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, relax, don't work. It's. I know that you're thinking about building stuff, about reaching the beginning of 2026 and with a win, but sometimes it's better to just relax, slow down, be with family, and then go back stronger. This was another episode of the Indie Father podcast. See you next week.